أهلاً بعيش التوازن مع عيشة. اسمي عيشة رمضان وأنا مدربة وعي ومعالجة بالألعاب السيكولوجية والطاقة. هأحكي معكم عن مواضيع مختلفة من عالم الوعي والطاقة بتخلينا نتوازن لنستمتع بحياتنا وعلاقاتنا.
Welcome back with our previous guest, Svetlana Diab, who is a crystal healer and the owner of Avec Crystals. I have always listened to Svetlana speak about crystals so passionately. So how can I say? She's always so rich with information, and there's no one else I'd rather have with us on our podcast to educate us more on the topic of crystals and how we can use them, how we can benefit from them in our personal lives, in our own well-being. So Svetlana, you shed the light briefly in the previous episode on how crystals record information. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Thank you very much for having me back. Yes, I can. It's a bit of a long story, but I'll really try to keep it short. It's a scientific discovery. So I would like to highlight, this is not something that, oh, we don't know, we're not sure, some spiritual stuff. No. That's a scientific fact. That has been discovered by a fantastic scientist called Marcel Fergel. So Marcel Fergel worked for the IBM Corporation. And while he was working for the IBM Corporation, he realized that a component, silica, that quartz is famously made of, has the ability to store information. And he, in fact, used it in the modern technologies, in the screens, for the keyboards. He then resigned from IBM and he became a crystal healer himself, which is what was very natural, to be honest. And he's famous for creating a healing tool called the Fergel Wand, which if you go online, you'll find it. It's a very powerful, beautiful crystal tool. Marcel Fergel died quite recently, so thank God we were lucky to have a lot of his recordings online. You can go on YouTube and you can hear his lectures, you can learn from him. But yes, majority of crystals work as information recorders if they are very close to you and you say something out loud, especially with the intention for it to be recorded in the crystal, it surely will happen.
Perfect. Wonderful. So in brief, crystals record information, which is why we can program them in a specific way, because that sort of information is almost unlimited. It's just humongous. There's really no limit to how much information they can carry, right?
It's absolutely correct. So crystals can hold, store, amplify the information. Yes, it's unlimited. However, I do not suggest to put 20,000 different intentions into your crystal simply because you will forget. Do not put more than 3 intentions into one. And once you feel that the mission has been complete, clear it out.
Beautiful. What do you mean clear it out?
Now, this is a sound podcast. So if I will demonstrate it, it might sound a little bit loud. But the easiest way to clear the intention is to put the crystal right against your face, close to your mouth, and make quite a high-pitched sound like, ooh, like that. And it really helps out. Or you can just give a verbal command.
But why do you want to clear it out?
Because you don't want to overload.
For instance, if my intention is unconditional love, why would I ever want to clear it out?
If your intention doesn't have a particular, let's say, expiry date, and it doesn't work just for you, and it's something very universal, or like, let's say you have an intention for a rose quartz to keep the harmonious vibration in your household. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course, there's no need to clear it out. But if you were programming your citrine to get a job offer on 3rd of March 2023, once it's done, I suggest erase it and you can give another command.
Yeah, and you can upgrade. That's very, very nice. Okay, now how do you think is the best way, because there are many ways, to take care of our crystals? What is one of the best ways? And when we say take care of our crystals, we're talking about cleansing them and charging them.
Love them. That's the best way. And it is the only way. What you will get back from the crystal is not how big it is or how expensive it is. It's how much time you will spend with it and how much love and energy and care you will put into a particular stone. There is absolutely no necessity to hoard and get yourself 20,000 different pieces, like I do. Sometimes one great clear quartz can do the job. Why is it important? Crystals absorb negative energy from us and from the environment around us so fast. Sometimes it takes seconds. I mean, seconds. Like, again, rose quartz, which I love to give as an example. When you just got the crystal, clearly, especially for the healing purposes, clearly you had certain negative energy within you, maybe some blockages, that the crystal will heal and move for you, and it will take it on itself. So you want to help out the crystal, especially at the beginning. I suggest please cleanse it at least weekly for the first month. And then I would say once a month is enough. The safest way to cleanse your crystals is always smudging, meaning using any tool that creates smoke, such as Palo Santo, white sage,
Bahor.
Yes, absolutely. That can work with any single stone. A lot of stones do not like water. This is why I'm saying that smudging is indeed the easiest way. And if you'd like to charge it energetically, all crystals love full moonlight. So whenever there is a night of full moon, you can keep them outside or just by your window if you don't have a balcony. Or if you are a Reiki practitioner, that is the easiest way to both cleanse and charge your crystal. Or if you're just doing any kind of meditation session, sound healing, all of it is very beneficial for stones.
I also remember you taught us we can put it in the sand under the tree if it wasn't something with holes like the selenite, because that would be tricky, right?
Absolutely. Well, you can put it on the tree even, actually.
Wow.
On the tree itself.
Okay, that's really, really amazing. Now, how do you know when to recharge those crystals?
So unfortunately, you probably would want to have a very particular answer here, like on the night of the third moon. No, you need to connect with yourself. You need to trust your intuition and you need to build a relationship with a particular stone. There is no other way to know.
I know that one of my friends had her crystals. Now, from the onset, I don't know how much she believes in it. And I remember she let her maid who cleans the house clean them and hold them. And I personally don't allow anyone to touch my crystals if I don't trust the energy of that person. So this is something from personal experience. I have seen affect the crystals, and I can see that Svetlana has something to say about that.
I disagree with that. I'll tell you why. Fundamentally, you're absolutely right. If you do not trust the energy of the person, like if you really feel something dodgy about the person, yes, that person better not touch your crystals.
I mean, her crystals were continuously like dead animals.
Right. However, when we give this information to the to people out there, they start being extremely protective over their stones. They're like, nobody, my kid's not supposed to touch it. Nobody's supposed to touch it. Let's isolate them. It's not as bad. In general, in order to curse a crystal, absorb like a lot of negative information, it requires quite an effort. So don't be too paranoid. Guys, I have cleaners coming to my house twice a week and they dust around and sometimes they do move and touch my crystals. And it's absolutely fine as long as you yourself know how to hold the space for them. If you cleanse them constantly and charge them, it's fine. Like, do not be too worried or too scared.
Okay, that's really good. As long as you trust your intuition. Personally speaking, for me, I have one maid among three others who I allow to come close to them because I trust my heart that it's okay for her to come closer to them. And it's not okay for someone else. My friends, it's okay. And if I feel like something went off, I immediately clean them. Remember? I am slightly OCD.
That's a good thing when it comes to crystals.
So there's no one rule. I love that Svetlana is more confident about who can hold them, etc. From my OCD background, I prefer not. So to each your own. Which crystal would you think is considered the most powerful healer? And can we wear those crystals?
So yes, of course you can. It still depends from case to case. It depends what we are healing. Definitely clear quartz is always the easiest crystal to go to. Why? Because as we previously mentioned, clear quartz is the most programmable substance.
Powerful though?
Yes, okay. Extremely powerful. The clearer it is, the stronger it is. The larger it is, the larger the energy field around it. So let's say if you have yourself a tower, which is like, I don't know, 30, 40 centimeters tall, it's good enough to cover a one bedroom apartment.
Nice, nice. Oh my God. Then if you look at my collection, we're covering the entire community.
You're entire building have to say a big thank you, considering that I know that you also do the grid work and energy work. So many people and your neighbors are benefiting from it. You need to start charging.
I do place them in sacred geometry, which is something we did together at some point also, because sacred geometry is how the entire universe is built. And when we mimic that one way or another, we're amplifying the energy. Now, there's something else, because every time I do a session, I clear all negative energies from any space with the crystal. That really helps. And I clear it from my entire community as much as possible. And when we do the meditation, we spread it. So, yeah, I mean, the work that we do is not purely for us, it is extended to the ones around us. And who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want to just spread more love, no?
Absolutely. I'm so happy for my new neighbors. I just moved yesterday. I'm thinking, oh, they are so lucky.
Yeah, they are lucky. But let's not get it into our heads too much. We're doing our best to keep our egos as humble as possible. I wanted to ask you, are there any specific types of crystals for females to connect with their divine feminine energy? I cannot wait to hear your answer.
Oh, yes, absolutely. There are actually plenty. Again, I think there's very different understanding to what do you understand as divine feminine? Because for me, divine feminine is a perfect balance when a woman is balanced between feminine and masculine energies.
Just so I clarify, because from my sessions, I can see that a lot of women are either living from their fake feminine, the wounded feminine, or from a masculine. So when I say sacred feminine, I mean trusting her intuition, flowing, open for receptivity as main things. There are many other descriptions, but these are the main points. So what crystals do you think would serve that?
Again, as I said, many. I love recommending moonstone, because moonstone is the crystal that connects us to the planet moon. And we are, as women, we live by the cycles. You know, our period is a cycle. Everything in nature is a cycle. And we are more than men connected to this cycle. And it's a huge blessing. And moonstone helps us with our hormones balance, with balancing our inner water, with our fertility.
Wow.
So it's a great crystal. Carnelian, absolutely love it. It balances our sacral chakra, works with our ovaries, our womb, and heals our relationship with our mother. And when we are having the healed relationship with our mother, we are truly stepping into divine feminine.
Oh my God, I feel like I want to meditate right away after listening to all of this. In your opinion, can we wear or use crystals every single day?
Absolutely, I do that. You can wear them every day. You can sleep next to them. You can eat from them. I store my jewelry inside, let's say, selenite balls and other different kind of crystal balls. Crystals can, if you wish, become truly a part of your daily routine. Sometimes people forget that we are made of crystals. You have actual crystals in your eye, in your ear, in your bones, in your teeth, and I can go on.
Oh my God, that's beautiful. That's really fantastic. Please correct me if I'm mistaken. The selenite cleans other crystals?
Yes, selenite does. It's a unique crystal, and it has an ability to self-cleanse. So I love this crystal for all the lazy people out there.
Yeah.
Selenite is amazing. Yes, it will cleanse itself and crystals around them. That is why I do have a lot of large selenite plates around my house. However, even though you will read online that it doesn't require cleansing or charging, some extra love and attention wouldn't hurt. I always charge my selenite under the full moonlight.
Oh my God, that is really, really, really beautiful. I wanted to, as we come closer to the end of today's episode, which I absolutely love, I wanted to ask you, can crystals protect our aura?
Yes, definitely. Crystals always do. Any crystal. Of course, there are specific crystals that we refer to, normally black shades of crystals, such as black obsidian, black tourmaline, lava. They're all well known to be very protective over our auric field. But any crystal coming to your field starts protecting you.
Mm-hmm, my God. And when we say protecting you, again, we're talking about raising vibration where we are more connected to the source, or how would you explain it?
From different, it, depending on the crystal, some crystals absorb and take it on them, such as shungite, for example, is very well known for it. Some crystals will reflect back. And this is why people wear it from like an evil eye, for example, black tourmaline or all the tiger eye family. So they don't take it on them, they just work as mirrors. Some of them are raising your vibration so high, like when it's a Lemurian seed or moldavite or very clear quartz, for example. So you are vibrating so much above 3D that nothing negative can shatter or affect your auric field.
That is really fantastic. And another question from the same direction or in the same direction, can they help relieve stress and how?
Yes, of course. Well, it depends what is the cause of the stress. Most of our stress is still coming from our head and our brain and our thoughts. And this is where our anxiety sits. So it's either fear-based, which is our solar plexus chakra, or it's more like anxiety-based, which is our head. And this is where you're working with your crown and your third eye. So if you're holding a crystal like amethyst, which would work with both chakras, it instantly will calm you down and allow you to relax more because you will feel protected. Actually, all crystals that are known to be protective will give you the feeling of calmness because you feel you're safe, you are held.
I swear to God, she takes me to a whole different world when she talks about crystals. Okay, and the final question, I know it might take you time to answer this. If it's brief, it's totally okay. How can we use crystals to heal our bodies from sicknesses?
So that's, again, massive topic, because for every single organ, for every single chakra system, there is a crystal that has a similar vibration. Mother Earth is so wise, creator, it depends how you call it. You do know how humans find some cure in nature, you know, and sometimes it's just by looking at it, you understand, like you're looking at the blueberries that looks like an eye, you know, it'll heal your eye. So crystals do the same work for us. You will always find a stone that can heal a particular part of your body. The easiest way to go about it, because there are thousands of them, so I don't want to give exact examples, go by the colors. So when you know, most of you, I'm sure, are familiar with the chakra system,
which we talked about on the podcast.
So you know the major seven chakras, you know the major seven color rays. Again, I would like to remind you that the heart ray has two color rays. So we're talking eight in total. So if you have, let's say, problems with your stomach, you know it's located around your solar plexus chakra.
Yes.
The solar plexus chakra is the yellow ray. So immediately you turn your head to all the yellow crystals. Mm. Now, does it mean that yes, this is the only job you should do? No, you need to dig deeper. We mentioned it in the first episode, but it is the fast way to do it.
Really, really wonderful, Svetlana. I want to thank you once again for being our guest today. Your valuable information is just something I really, really value so much. And I know very well that everyone who's listening to us was very happy with this incredible information. You can always get in touch with Svetlana on her Instagram page, avec.crystal. Does it have an S in the end?
No.
Avec, A-V-E-C dot crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L. Svetlana Diab, thank you so, so much once again. And I wish you a wonderful future with your career with crystals.
Thank you very much for having me. And you guys feel free to send me all your questions.
شكراً لمتابعتكم ومتحمسة أكون معكم خطوة خطوة بهالرحلة لنستفيد أعمق إفادة. فيكم تتابعوني على إنستغرام @عيشة رمضان AISHA رمضان لتتعرفوا على جلساتي العلاجية وعلى كورساتي. بشوفكم بالحلقة الجاية.